Hopefully now the weather will look up over the next few weeks, especially before the kids go back to school, because there are a lot of very nice new walks available. The walk scheme itself started back in 2008, and it was set up to help open up more of these routes across the country on private land. And the idea of it is pretty simple. Farmers and landowners get public funding, and it's from about €500 to the maximum of €2,000 a year. And in return, they allowed the public to access their land, and they also helped to maintain the trails. Well, last weekend, you may have seen about 7,000 people climbed Croagh-Patrick for Reek Sunday. But beyond the Reek in Mayo, there's an awful lot to offer when it comes to walking routes, including the Clogher Newtown Forest Trail, which is east of Westport. And the man overseeing it all is Martin Delane, who is the Rural Recreation Officer for Mayo with the Southwest Mayo Development Company. I met up with him during the week in a very busy Westport, and I began by asking him just how well this walk scheme has been received by farmers in his home county.
Oh, well, walks are incredibly busy in Mayo. Currently in Mayo we have 7 walks on the walk scheme. We have maybe in the region of 500 work plans. We're probably one of the biggest counties, I think second only to County Cork, in terms of partnerships and membership of the walk scheme. So they're very, very popular. We get a lot of foreign visitors who like to do the long distance waymarked ways. That seems to be where their emphasis is. Now then, since COVID, there's been a whole rebirth in people wanting discovering their own towns and villages and what are they available in those areas. So they are really interested in doing the loops and learning about their whole area.
Well, a good example of how the walk scheme works in practice is in the village of Clogher, which is about 25 kilometres east of Westport, where locals meet every Tuesday evening to go for a walk together along a local wood and bog. It's called the Newtown Forest Trail, and it is a cluster of 3 walks which start at an old blacksmith's forge, which is also the community centre.
There's a lovely bog walks down through the bog. Like, we're in the bog, we're not on the road so much, and the scenery is gorgeous.
Anyone join?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone.
It's free. There's tea and biscuits afterwards because we deserve those. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
There's a lovely path down. There's gates and kind of going in and out between the different parts of the bog. You feel very safe and it's really gorgeous.
And nice being away from the cars, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's the social side of it too. Like, we're not in it here now to break records or anything. Like,
we all wait for each other as well.
Yeah.
We don't so you're not just break off.
No.
After some people trailing, we'll sort of hold up and wait for them. And
I can't help but notice there's mainly women here, but there are two men. You're the token men here.
I'd say talk to him now.
No, we enjoy every Tuesday. It's nice to meet all the women. We have no women at home, so we might find them, bring one home. Some might want to talk to us, but we just really know them.
It's nice talking when you don't have to look at people, isn't it? Side by side.
It is, when you can keep moving on, and if they're saying some nonsense, you can just speed up a bit.
It's a beautiful piece of bog down there. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's full of rare wildlife. Just last week, we found a fly called Tachina grossa. It's about as big as the end of your thumb. Show me your thumb.
Yeah,
it's about that big. It lays its eggs on caterpillars. And when the eggs hatch, the little grubs eat into the caterpillar and eat it from the inside. So the caterpillar grows, and the grubs save the heart and the breathing mechanism and the stomach until the last, save the best till last, because they know the caterpillars need that if they're going to support them through their lives.
Ingenious.
Yep, and you'd meet Tachina grossa down there and get to say
and
hello.
How rare is this delightful sounding fly?
Well, this is a first record for this part of the country. They're quite scarce. They're widespread across Europe.
So when you're going on these walks, you're chatting, but you're looking around a lot, I presume.
Yeah, I tend to get left behind, looking at flies and flowers.
I better let you go. Thank you so much. Have a great walk. 15 farmers are involved in this cluster of walks. In return for payment, they give access to the public to walk their land and commit to a maintenance plan of picking up litter and checking to make sure the walkways and gates are in good order. Well, one of the farmers is Bernie Kilboyle, who allowed 4 acres of her bog to be included in the walk scheme.
all we had to consider is a small bit of maintenance, cutting the grass, keeping it, maintaining it around our area, and doing some litter picking. So I thought the financial reward you were getting for doing that little bit of work, I thought, and I went back to Mother and she said, well, look at, you know, you're going to take it over next year, it's up to you. So I went with it and I haven't looked back.
Did you have to actually do the walkway across the bog, or was there a path already there?
I have given them permission now to put walkways in my bog, and they're going to do some more activity things in the future.
And why did you decide to do it?
I'd done it because I've seen how successful the other walks were. And also I have children and they like to walk and they utilise the Newtown Forest Walk. I just thought it was a really good addition to the walks that were already established.
They're lovely, Vincent.
They're lovely.
Come on.
To get a better view of the bog, Bernie and her neighbour, farmer Vincent Mahon, took me through a field of Vincent's cattle, which looks over the Newtown Forest Trail, with panoramic views of Croagh-Patrick beyond.
Oh no, come on, you'll have to come and see them, because you'll be among them anyway. Tell you.
What breed do you keep?
Pure Charolais and Limousines and Belgian Blues.
And what are they saying at the mart now with
the
prices?
Oh, I cannot believe it. Cannot believe it. The one thing we're all saying is, will it last? The demand is there for Irish beef. All that, they're producing good cattle, quality cattle. Mm-hmm. And they want them all over the world. Now look at this thing.
Oh, they should come to me. But...
best stuff around.
Oh,
haven't you?
Now, we close the gate.
You were probably one of the first farmers to get into purebred farming here.
Here, yeah. So it's purely farming. Yeah. I have all the females here. And there's a Belgian Blue, great, I'm hoping to have her for the show. Well, she's there now. Now, Angelians. I'm not panicking at all. Now, Angelians. Come on. Angels. Come on. It's a matter of just taming them down. And when they get used to nuts, they come out to the road to follow me home. That's often a part of the good fight. Yeah, all right. Now we go up here at the top of the hill and you get a great view of the area. Come on, Bernie, you're all right.
How long have you been farming?
All my life. My mother had the place before me, and my father used to work in England. There was nothing that time. He used to go over to England working. There's no money to keep it going here. £20 a fortnight, I remember coming around.
Was he working on the building
he
sites?
He was working on the buildings and on the motorways and Spaghetti Junction and all those places in England. The few pounds was welcome when he came home. You know, it was good to us reading it now, you know. And
so what about all these walkers everywhere?
I don't know, no, it's just good for the area. Even from COVID now, you see a lot of people walking around here. Yeah. It's just quiet, you know. And it's good for people to get out from the town or get out. Come on, Jenny, come on. Sunday morning, the view here and the reek in the background was fantastic.
So we could see Croagh-Patrick from here?
This cloud is down on it. They're the Parthenon Mountains up there. And they go down into Turmacady.
And this is the bog in front of us?
This is the bog. Yeah.
And that's where the walk is?
That's where the walk
Tree
is.
Tree walk.
Yeah.
So all the walkers that you meet, they're from everywhere, are they?
They're everywhere, yeah. I met a woman back the last year. She came in from, where did you go, France or someplace, I think it was. Good English. She was nice to talk to, you know.
Yeah, because you can spend a lot of time on your own as a farmer.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It's nice to meet people.
You can meet anyone. Actually, I met an American guy just past by our house, and I was at the gate, and we had a great chat. I said, you're on the right way. He was going to Ballintubber Abbey. He was just loving nature. He loves the wildflowers. He loved the ruggedness of it. He just loved the peace and quiet. And he had travelled all the way through the Croagh-Patrick Heritage Trail.
And it feels like it's going to be a real part of the future of rural Ireland in places like this. Walking routes that are free to use, but then spin off sort of local economy on the back of it, like coffee shops or whatever.
Yeah, and we're in the middle of doing community futures here in Clogher, and that is one thing that came up. They're on about a coffee shop.
What's community futures?
Community futures is a scheme that we were doing to find out what the people in the community want, what they want in the future for the next 5 years, like a blueprint. We have our own walk in Newtown now, which we never thought we'd have in our village. Our own walk that's safe for children, safe for families, safe for anyone. And yeah, I really recommend it. We've had no issues so far, only positivity, and I suppose I think it's very positive.
Speak, please.
Come on, here we are.
Bernie Kilboyle and Vincent Mahan there, and my thanks to the walking group in Clogher too. They meet every Tuesday at 7 o'clock if anyone's interested over there in Mayo. And also, if anyone is interested, there is a very helpful new site where you can find Ireland's walking trails all in one place. You just put in your county, what kind of trail you're looking for and your ideal distance, and it'll give you the nearest route. And that site is sportireland.ie/outdoors/find-your-trails. sportireland.ie/outdoors/find-your-trails. We're on 51551 for texts, and we're back after these.